I mentioned before this Virginia school's no contact rule. Their rule is basically that they're not supposed to touch anybody. You're anti-touch. If you touch somebody, you're like, you know, whipped in the face. Anti-touch. No, not even no handshake. No pat on the back. No, hey, how you doing, bro? You know, let me give you a pat on the back. Nothing. None of that. None of that. I want to know if, like, during basketball games, you know, people smack each other on the butt. I don't know if that falls under this rule. But Kilmer Middle School in Vienna, Virginia. All right? Soak that in for a minute. Vienna, Virginia has outlawed all forms of touching. All forms, like I said before. For example, student Hal Bialu, got sent to the school office, which is a scary place, depending on how old the school is, for putting his arm around his girlfriend. Simple act. People do it every day in schools, every second in the world that's happening, and he gets sent to the school office. Hand-holding, handshakes, high-fives, all banned. All banned. Handshakes. I'm pretty sure that handshakes is a pretty integral part of society and being social. I'm pretty sure it's also a huge part of the professional world as well. We're encouraged to give handshakes. In public speaking class, we learned how to give a proper handshake. By the way, three pumps. Only two to three pumps. And not too firm. Not too firm where you'll crush the bones in their hands. That's what we learned. Deborah Hernandez, Kilmer's president, principal, I should say, Kilmer's dictator, Kilmer's fascist leader, said the rule makes sense in a school that was built for 850 students but houses 1,100. Yeah, it does. Excuse me, she said that students should have their personal space protected and that many lack the maturity to understand what is acceptable or welcome. Let me remind you, this isn't a elementary school. This is 7th and 8th graders. These are people who are 13, 14-ish. You know, I would hope at 13 or 14 that you have the maturity to understand what is acceptable in a handshake and a pat on the back or something. You know, I went to middle school. I was there. You know, I didn't think that we needed a no touching rule in any particular sense. And a school, actually, that doesn't make sense. A school built for 850 students, but it houses 1,100. So you're very cramped. So the chances are you're going to, like, have incidental touching. I don't know if this is incidental touching or if this is, like, you know, on purpose touching. I don't know if there's another opposite of that. She says, all right, this is what makes me laugh. She says, you get into shades of gray. The kids say, if he can high-five, then I can do this. Yeah, if he can high-five, then I can smack him on the ass. And I mean, that doesn't make any sense. No one draws that connection like that. I'm sorry. She has, this is interesting. She has seen a poke escalate into a fight. Okay, fine. I might believe that. And a handshake that is a gang sign. Yes, a handshake that is a gang sign in a middle school. And by the way, if you're not too familiar with the demographics of Vienna, Virginia, let me inform you. 81% of the population in Vienna, Virginia is white, and the median household income is $85,000. There wasn't a murder in 1999, 2000, or 2001, or any time since those times, and only 7 robberies in 2001, which was the most recent robbery crime data I could find. Yes, those stupid rich white kids are always doing the gang signs. They always got their rich white gangs and the signs that, you know, they're always doing the gang signs with the shaking. Oh, yeah, you know those rich white kids. Maybe the rich white kids that think they're gangster, but the majority of the rich white kids, I'm positive, do not have any gang signs. I'm positive, if anything, maybe we should ban the polo shirts they all wear every day because they might be a gang symbol for the rich white boys gang. I don't know, just throwing that out there, Deborah Hernandez, in case you see any more gang signs going on in your school with the 1,100 rich white kids. I remind you, the median household income is $85,000. That's a median household income. That is an unbelievable amount of money to be a median household income. That is a very, very wealthy community. If a median household income is $85,000 and 81% of the population is white, that also means that the 3.5% of African Americans probably do well themselves. And I'm sure there are a certain amount of African Americans that go there. But that doesn't mean there's gang signs. The fact that there's 81% white does not mean there's not gangs either. But the fact, that wasn't what I was inferring. The fact that I was inferring was that $85,000 is the median household income, and last time I checked, the gang signs weren't too popular in, you know, these upscale, rich communities. How can you teach kids to respect each other's personal space with this rule? That's one question here. Also, this is killing students' social life. Showing affection is a big part of being strong socially. So, you know, my recommendations for Vienna, Virginia is get rid of the Ralph Lauren polos before anybody thinks they're a gang sign. Because I'm positive it's a gang sign. The Ralph Lauren polos and the khaki pants. Yeah, and the penny loafers. Whew. Those things have gang written all over them. All over them. Oh, but I kid. I'm sure Vienna, Virginia has its own, you know, sidewalk of ghetto-ness downtown Vienna. You know, next to the barber shop and the salon and, you know, all that stuff. The upscale restaurant down there as well, I'm sure. I want to go to Vienna, Virginia now, and I want to go to this middle school, and I want to see these gang signs that Deborah Hernandez is talking about. And she could prove me wrong. There could be gang signs going on all around there, but facts lead to me to believe that probably not so much.